Welcome back to the Armor God Catholic Radio Network. This is Tom McNew. Again, we're back here this week at St. Joseph's Catholic Academy. We talked last week a little bit about the Junior VACE, the Junior Visual Arts Scholastic Event that a group of young people here at St. Joseph's entered into. We talked at length with Mr. Armas, who's the new art teacher here at St. Joseph's, and introduced the students to the program, and they had a week to prepare their particular individual pieces, along with being briefed and being able to speak about the artwork itself. If y'all missed last week's episode, it's up on our website, armorofgodradio.com. If you click on that schedule tab and drop down to all of our programs, you'll see last week's episode there listed. You can download that, or you can listen to it whenever you want. Not now. Go back and listen to it after we're done with this program, and then you'll understand some of the acronyms and some of the silly questions that I'm going to ask the girls here this afternoon. We are here with three of our sixth graders, Isabel, Lucia, Erica, and Isabella Maria. Is that right? I got our names right?
Yes.
Good enough. Yeah. Okay. Isabel, Lucia, why don't you start and introduce yourself and your artwork for us, please.
My name is Isabel Lucia, and I'm in sixth grade. For my artwork, I did Jesus on the cross.
Mm-hmm. How many years have you been going to school here at St. Joseph?
This is actually my first year here.
First year. Are you new to the area, or are you just moved new to the school?
New to the school.
Okay. All right. You were in public school last year?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, good. Good, good, good. So I'll come back to you a little bit. We're going to talk a little bit more about the inspiration here, but I want to introduce the rest of your classmates. Miss Erica?
My name is Erica. I'm in sixth grade, and I did hearts with strawberries.
Okay. And have you been going to school here for a long time? Or
4 years.
4 years? Okay. And are you from Killeen, or you just move in?
I moved in like a few years ago.
Okay, okay. Okay, good. And finally, Isabella Maria. Introduce yourself, please.
My name is Isabella Maria, and I'm in sixth grade. And for my art, I did a bunch of eyeballs.
Okay, and that sounds weird. And I admit, when I first heard it, I thought, that's weird to draw eyeballs. But this is actually a very compelling piece of artwork, and we're going to get to some more information about it here in just a minute. But I want to go back to Isabel, Lucia, and first of all, talk about why you chose to draw Christ on the cross, and describe the art, the piece for us, because remember, this is radio, and so folks can't see it.
Well, I did Jesus because this is actually my first time being at a church.
Okay. And so you were just struck by that particular image?
Yes.
Yeah. And did you have a reference for this, or just something that you kind of came up in your own mind?
I actually took the picture in the church here.
Okay. So that's the cross that's hanging in St. Joseph's?
Yes.
Okay. Wonderful. And for those of you that obviously we haven't seen if you haven't seen the picture yet, and you're not familiar with the campus here at St. Joseph's or the church here at St. Joseph's, Christ is looking up to the heavens. This is moments before he has passed. So talk a bit about the drawing itself. What kind of what utensils, for lack of a better word, did you use? I know that's not the right word, so I've already forgotten from last week.
It's media, but I used black paint, charcoal pencils, and pencils.
Okay. Why did you choose to do a black and white rendition?
Because I like to do like a more basic type, mm-hmm. because if I like use colors, I feel like I might mess up because I'm not used to using colors on pictures.
Okay. Is this the first time you've been in an art program here, or?
Yes.
Okay. So relatively new to art itself. Have you been drawing for a long time?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you have something favorite that you like to draw?
I really don't. I just do all types of art.
Mm-hmm. And is sketching with a pencil generally the way that you draw, or?
Sketching is like what you can do for the base, so that way you have what you can do in mind.
Okay. So sketching is what those of us who are untrained do when we try to draw.
Yes.
Wonderful, wonderful. So you took this picture, or you saw this picture. You took it on the camera. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And so that was just kind of your inspiration. Now, what did Mr. Armas think when you told him what you wanted to do?
He liked the idea.
Uh huh. Uh huh. And what about Mom and Dad? What was their thoughts when you said, "I'm going to draw a picture of Jesus on the cross"?
They thought I would. I actually haven't told them what I've done before I even started, so they were kind of confused on what I was going to do.
Okay. Have they seen it now?
Yes.
Yeah. What did they? What was their reaction like?
My whole family came because I'm basically the first youngest artist in my whole family.
Okay.
But my mom and dad are actually artists.
Really?
Yes.
Do they have a favorite medium?
My dad, he's a tattoo artist.
Okay.
And my mom, she always used to do drawings, but she's a hairstylist.
Okay. Okay. So you got some artistic talent in your DNA to begin with.
Yeah.
That certainly helps. Yeah. Yeah. Beautiful, beautiful piece. We'll come back to the competition itself, but I want to hear from your classmates. Miss Erica, talk a little bit about, describe your piece, and then a little bit of the inspiration behind it.
Well, I did like red, green, and yellow hearts with strawberries that are kind of like shaped like hearts. Mm-hmm. And then I did some same colored lines in the background with smaller hearts and a little bit of paint splatters.
Okay. And so why hearts?
Well, I really like drawing hearts. Mm-hmm. So I feel like it's just basically a habitat.
Okay. And so why strawberries then?
Well, my friend, we were in class and I was trying to figure out what I was going to draw. And she gave me a strawberry pocky. And I was like, maybe I can just try strawberries to see how it goes.
She gave you a strawberry what?
Pocky.
Pocky, a snack.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. And so you decided on a whim to incorporate strawberries along with your hearts.
Exactly.
Yeah. So why a green heart in the middle there?
Because the green, I took it from like the leaves on the strawberry to make it kind of look like the vine.
I see. Okay. Okay. Very creative. And then there's the streamers. What are they, or the colored lines, what are they for? What do they signify?
Well, they're really mostly to fill in the space, but I also like how the colors match with the hearts.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, very good, very good. Now, what did your family think about when you told them you were drawing hearts and strawberries? Or you were going to, first back up to, what did they say when you told them you were going to participate in this competition?
Well, my mom, she was excited for me.
Yeah. And are your parents, do your parents have an artistic background?
No.
No? No? That's good. So you're the artiste of the family.
Well, me and my brother are.
Younger brother or older brother?
Older.
Older brother. And does he go to school here too? Or?
No.
He's a lot older?
Yeah.
Okay. And what does he draw as well?
Yes.
Yeah. Does he have a particular favorite or just draws whatever?
I think he mostly likes sketching.
Mm-hmm.
Just
mm-hmm.
with regular pencils.
Okay. 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 Very cool. Okay. And finally, Isabella Maria, your eyeballs. First of all, you have to explain to everybody what the drawing is. I said it. What you drew and why you drew it.
Well, I drew a bunch of the pupil of an eye because Mr. Armis had just taught me how to draw it like that, and I really liked it. So I thought, what if I just make my piece like that?
Okay, but they overlap. Why?
It looks cool.
So other than you just the fact that he just taught you this technique to draw, because there are perfectly round circles, right? How did you get them perfectly round?
I traced like the bottom of a glue stick and like a jar cap. Like
okay.
That.
Yeah. All right, a little inside baseball trick right there. So for those of us that don't have any artistic talent in us. So talk about the colors that you chose then for your pupils, your eyeballs.
I did like all the colors. Every eye is a different combination of different colors. Mm-hmm. So they could all look like different and they could all pop because there's so many different colors.
Okay. Do you have a favorite color or no?
I mean, I like green.
Yeah.
That's why I did a lot of green eyes.
Okay. But you didn't fill them in. I noticed that they're not completely colored in. Why did you do it that way?
Because that's how Mr. Armis taught me. Okay. I just did it the way he taught me. Because I like that way.
Mm. Okay. Now, do you have artistic parents as well?
My dad, yeah.
Yeah?
He's done some stuff.
Some drawing stuff? Does he still draw or no?
Not usually. No. Only when I ask him to.
Okay, okay. But he drew when he was younger. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, good. So let's talk then about the competition itself. Were you guys nervous at all when Mr. Armis said, "Hey, we're going to do this," and you have a week?
Not really, actually.
No. Were you nervous, Erica?
I was more like, okay, what am I going to do? Like, how much time is it going to take for me?
And then, Isabel Marie, how about you? Were you nervous when he talked to you?
I was, and I thought a week would go by longer, so I was like, oh, I have so much time. And then it got shorter, and I was like, oh, I'm not done yet. And then I started freaking out.
It's like, what just happened? It went by so fast, it felt like an hour.
Yeah.
Okay, so you go to the... Where was the competition at? I forgot to ask the other group.
Chaparral High School.
Oh, over in Killeen.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so y'all went over there, and did y'all all go together, all five of you, or were you guys separate from the seventh graders?
We all went, but it was actually six of us, but one of them is not here today.
Oh, okay, there were six of y'all. That's right. Okay. All right, so Isabel, Lucia, talk a little bit about being in the hallway waiting to go in and talk to the judge. Were you nervous at that point?
No, because I actually, there was a judge, and it was Mr. Armis's wife. So me, Isabella, I think Erica?
No.
No. We both got Mrs. Armis.
Okay. So she was tougher on you because she knew, right, that you guys had
No,
been...
not really. No. She was actually pretty nice.
What kind of questions did she ask you?
She actually asked me what inspired me or, like, what medias I used for this, and I explained to her.
Yeah. Did she ask you anything else?
She also said, like, how Mr. Armis is treating us.
Did you tell her he treated you great?
Yeah, but except when he said he doesn't lie to us.
All right. Well, great. So, Erica, same kind of questions to you now. So, were you really nervous? You had a different judge, right? From Isabella, or no?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Did you have the same judge as the other two girls from last week?
Well, I don't know.
You don't know. Okay. All right. So, talk about your perspective then as you were waiting to go in and what that was like.
Well, while I was waiting for them to like ask questions, I was kind of nervous, like, am I going to is it going to be the right answer? Mm-hmm. Is it going to be, like, to their perspective?
Yeah. But Mr. Armis had been training you guys and kind of coaching you up on what to expect?
Yes.
Yeah. Did that help a lot?
Yeah.
And how did that help you?
Because I knew if I needed to change my answer or not to see if it would make more sense or sound correct.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So he spent some time doing some rehearsals with you guys at leading up to the competition. Is
yes.
that right? Yeah. Yeah. Good. So did the judge kind of ask you the same questions that I asked you about your inspiration and techniques or
yes.
anything different?
No.
No? She didn't ask you why you chose those colors?
I don't think so.
No? Okay. Were you glad when it was over?
Yes.
Yeah? And then now, I'm gonna get back to the end here. I want to hear about your kind of, were you nervous to go in there, Isabel Maria?
Very, 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 very nervous.
Yeah. Why?
I had never even competed in like an art competition that was this big.
Mm.
And I was super nervous because I was like, are they going to be like really like stern and like scary?
Wow.
Because...
And there were a lot of other students there, right? Yeah, from a lot of other places. Did y'all know any of the other students from any other schools?
No, but the other girl that you said last week was Savannah. She knew a lot of people there.
Did she?
Yeah.
Did she introduce y'all?
No. She just...
Because y'all are different grades. Y'all don't want to hang out together, right?
Oh, we're kind of friends.
Okay. All right, so talk about then when you went in to see the judge and what that was like.
It was actually really nice. It was like a normal conversation. Like mm-hmm. It felt like so, like, not really nervous at all, like not scary at all.
But you had Mr. Armis's wife also?
Yes.
Yeah. Did you know that she that was going to be your judge before y'all went in there?
No, not really.
No, so it wasn't until you got into the room. Did you know her before you went into the room? Had you met her before?
We've seen her outside of the school.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So did that make your nervous level go down a little bit when you realized, oh, I know who that lady is?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. A lot.
Yeah. Okay, good. Now, okay, we talked last week about... The seventh graders, Catherine and Savannah, both got excellence or gold medals, right? And so what did, Lucia, what did you get?
I also got excellence.
Okay. And Erica, you got an excellence as well, gold medal as well?
Good medal.
Yeah, yeah. And Maria?
I got a gold medal and a platinum medal.
Now, what did you get a platinum medal for?
The same art piece.
I know, but
same,
I mean...
Like, for what?
So, oh, I mean, was it because it was the best in the show, or...
I mean, yeah, I guess. Okay. Yeah.
Now, do you guys don't have another competition until next year, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So, were y'all pretty excited when you got... Considering you had a week to prepare for this, were you pretty excited when you're... When you realized you got gold medals and platinum medals and that were best in show and all that?
I almost cried because I was so surprised.
Wow. And you? Were you pretty excited?
I was super excited because I didn't think I'd get anything like that.
Miss Erica?
The same.
Yeah, yeah. And what about your mom and dad now when you went and told them, Holman told them? Did y'all find out that day or was it a couple of days later?
We found out that day.
That day.
Same day, yeah.
All right. So when you went home, what did mom and what was mom and dad's reaction?
Well, my mom and dad were there at the competition, and they saw me go up and get the medal.
Oh, wow. But so you had an award ceremony at the competition.
Yes.
Wow. That had to be pretty cool to stand up there in front of all your peers from all over the state, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, like, my family, basically half of my family was there.
Wow.
And when they, like one of them actually almost cried because they were very shocked.
Yeah.
But after that, we went to go celebrate.
Did they cheer real loud for you?
No, I told them not to embarrass me.
Did they embarrass you at all?
No.
No, good, good. And Erica, how about you? How about your parents' reaction? Were they there as well?
Well.
You don't remember?
No.
No? Okay.
Well, they weren't.
Okay, okay. So they were at the award ceremony, right? When you got your gold medal, were your parents there? You don't remember?
So when I got my gold medal, it was when I was at the school.
Okay, okay, okay. All right, I got it. And so what was Mom and Dad's reaction when you told them you had won, when you won a medal?
Well, we were very excited.
Yeah.
Because we didn't think that would happen, because we also had something else going on at the same time.
Oh, wow.
So it was like basically focusing on two different things at the same time.
Okay. So multitasking at its finest. Yeah. Okay. So let's talk now. We've got a little bit more time now to prepare for next year's competition. About a year. Have you thought about what you want to do? Well, let me ask you first. Maria, have you thought about what you want to do, or are you going to enter next year? And I guess, you know, Mr. Armis has kind of put down the gauntlet, and you have to do two different things. So have you thought about what you want to do?
Well, actually, yes, I have.
Okay.
And I have a bunch of ideas, although I want to paint something, but I also want to maybe do, like, sculpture.
Mm-hmm. What kind of paint?
Acrylic paint.
Okay. Not spray.
No.
No.
That's spray paint.
No railroad cars, nothing like that?
No.
Okay, okay. No. But you don't have an idea as to what you're going to do yet? You're still kind of thinking about it?
I have a little bit of an idea. Mm-hmm. I thought of one where it was like the whole city is gray, and then there's a person, and they're super colorful, and they're like coloring the city.
Okay, I like that idea. That's actually pretty cool. I'm excited to see that. I hope that's what you do. All right, Miss Erica, what about you? You're going to enter next year, and if so, have you got something in mind?
I want to enter next year. I want to figure out if I'm going to be able to enter next year.
Okay.
And if I do, I want to try something more detailed.
Mm-hmm. Have you got something in mind, or?
No, not really.
Okay. And Isabel, Lucia, how about you? Are you gonna enter next year?
Definitely.
Okay. And what do you plan on doing? Do you have something in mind?
Yes, I actually do.
Okay. What is it?
So I'm actually it's actually Isabel's mom, Saint Monica.
Ah.
But I'm gonna do her. Then I'm gonna hot glue like another canvas onto the canvas. And it's going to be her son and probably another canvas on the side, which is her husband.
Okay. Do you remember her son's name?
St. Augustine.
That's right. And what's her husband's name?
I forgot.
All right. Well, that's something you're going to have to know, right, for next time?
Yes.
Okay. That's good.
I actually did like a theology, because we have theology at this school.
Mm-hmm.
We did a project for it. Like for a saint.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I did Saint Monica.
Why Saint Monica?
Because like she kind of relates to me a little bit.
Mm-hmm. How's that?
It's like family stuff and stuff.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, that's good. That's awesome. I congratulate all three of you very much, and I'm excited to see what you're going to do in the future, and excited to see, I guess, assume all of you are going to be in art again next year, yes?
Yes.
Yeah, pretty much. Yes. Pretty much. You're planning on it anyhow? Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll certainly have the school linked in our show notes so that everybody can see the artwork and stuff. And then I'm sure that when the time comes that it gets posted elsewhere, we will let all of our listeners know so they can make a big deal out of the six of y'all that won these fantastic awards. I just think it's fantastic. I'm overwhelmed by the fact that All six of you had a week to prepare this, and all six of you performed in the upper echelons of your individual division. So congratulations to each and every one of you, and good luck in the future. All right. God bless. And remember, folks, to put on the armor of God.